Well, Bigor, it was a fine state of business, as you may imagine. There was that poor Connor in his castle, and he not able to laugh, nor fight, nor take any small sup of spirited water, nor to look upon a white colleen anyhow, for fear that his brains would burst. The ball stood in his temples, half in, half out, and that was the sorrow with him, from that day forward. "What are the doctors?" said Mother Morlan. "Hoots, but they're na canny."
"What happened to him?" asked Gawain. "Did he live long in this dark room?"
"What happened him? I was now coming to that. One day there was a slashing thunderstorm in it, and the castle walls shook like a long net, and a great part of the bailey fell upon them. It was the worst storm that was known in those parts for whiles, and King Connor rushed out into the element to seek advice. He found one of his Brehons standing there, whatever, and asked him what it could be. This Brehon was a learned man, and he told King Connor. He said how our Saviour had been hanged on a tree in Jewry that day, and how the storm was broken on account of it, and he spoke to King Connor about the gospel of God. Then, what do you think? King Connor of Ireland ran back into his palace for to seek his sword in righteous passion, and he ran out with it throughout the tempest to defend his Saviour. And that was how he died."
"He was dead?"
"Yes."
"Well,
what a nice way to do it," said Gareth. "It was no good to him, but it was grand."
Agravain said, "If I was told by my doctors to be careful..."